Most of the U.S. Midwest will be in quite the chill over the next few days, and it looks as though crop development is going to slow considerably while we get a somewhat restricted amount of precipitation in some locations. The outlook today is not greatly different from that of yesterday, except for the fact that the cold air is more dominant, and it looks like we're going to see high temperatures in the 60s and 70s across most of the Midwest this weekend. That is going to be a real attention getter. This morning, temperatures up in southern Canada were in the upper 30s, and even readings in the northern U.S. plains were in the lower 40s. A couple of temperatures around 39 degrees noted across the border area. It still looks as though this cold air mass is going to hold together again another day. So tomorrow morning, we'll likely see some upper 30s in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota as the cold slips down across the border. And portions of the upper Midwest will certainly see 40-degree lows for the rest of this weekend and probably into Monday. Some 50s will occur in the southern parts of the Midwest. Look for some record low temperatures coming up here over these next few nights. And also look for our crops to continue to slow down in their development because of the cooler biased conditions. It does give the more stressed areas in the western Corn Belt a little bit of a break and an opportunity to stop the great drying trend that's underway. But a lot of these areas have already lost so much moisture that there's really not much benefit coming up at the cooler weather, except for the fact that plant demand for moisture will be reduced. We do think that over the next week or so, we'll see another increase in opportunity for rain. In fact, when the warmer air comes back across the Midwest, we'll probably have a fairly good chance for some rainfall to increase. One of the biggest changes in the model run data today is that there's a low pressure trough aloft that's going to develop over the Midwest in the second week of the two-week outlook. If indeed this upper-level low-pressure system develops during the first week of August, it's going to perpetuate the cooler biased conditions, and we'll be now 2 weeks down the road before we can see any kind of real serious warm-up across the region. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not going to be in the 60s and 70s all the way through the next 2 weeks, but we will have trouble getting higher than the 80s across the region, and even the 80s may be difficult for northern parts of the region. Well, the low temperatures at night will also rebound a little bit better. We'll see 50s and 60s occurring through a big part of next week, but that will only partially bring back a greater amount of crop stimulation for their development. We do need to see greater amounts of rain still in parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri, but I think as we go forward through the next 10 days, we'll have opportunity to get some of that needed rain, and we'll gradually continue to whittle down the driest areas. Overnight last night, 3 inches of rain fell at Waterloo, Iowa, with several of the neighboring counties reporting more than an inch of rain. Over the past week, these locally heavy thunderstorms that have occurred in parts of Iowa have produced more than an inch of rain in about 40 to 45% of the state, shrinking down some of the driest conditions, but the west is still critically dry. Well, specifically, we're looking for some shower activity to come and go across the Midwest over these next few days, but don't look for a big soaking of rain in very many locations. We will see scattered showers and thunderstorms, but as the cool air dominates the Midwest, most of the precipitation will be suppressed to the south and west, and in fact, we'll see a lot of rain in the central plains for a while. The best opportunity for rain back in the Midwest will probably begin at midweek next week, and we'll likely see it continuing on into the following weekend. Our temperatures will rebound somewhat, as I noted before, but don't look for any real strong ridge of high pressure building up across the region anytime soon. Most of the longer-range forecast models keep high pressure completely out of the Midwest through the end of the first week of August. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.